Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This morning, a three-year-old girl fighting for life after being found on a childcare centre bus in Queensland. Election looming, leaders make their pitches on business and the economy. A birthday party for Hitler, anger over a shock Nazi celebration. And Guy Sebastian's private financials made public as a former manager is accused of stealing.
This is 7 News with Jody Spears.
Good morning. A young girl is in a critical condition in hospital after being left alone on a minibus in central Queensland. The three-year-old was discovered unconscious outside an early learning centre in Rockhampton at around 3 p.m. yesterday.
They escorted the crew into the childcare centre where the young child was on the floor in the admin area. Like I said, unresponsive at that point in time.
It's believed she spent 6 hours inside the bus as temperatures rose to 29 degrees. Her father has told News Corp she's been taken to Brisbane for a deep brain scan and her kidney was failing. Party promises are heating up as the federal election looms, with both leaders making their pitches on business and the economy. Jodie Lee is in Canberra for us this morning. Good morning, Jodie. The Prime Minister is vowing to help small businesses.
Good morning. Well, economic management has emerged as the key issue of this election. And this morning, the PM will be out on the campaign trail spruiking a plan to create 1.3 million jobs over the next 5 years by helping 400,000 small and family businesses to set up shop. Now, the plan will assist them to cut their overheads by slashing their energy bills. The coalition is also spruiking a plan to raise teaching standards by requiring student teachers to undergo numeracy and literacy testing before enrolling in university, while Defence Minister Peter Dutton will announce today a $2 billion investment in unmanned submarines and new missiles to counter China's expansion in the Pacific.
The leader will make a speech to business leaders. What's he expected to say?
Well, opposition leader Anthony Albanese is in Sydney today. He'll speak to the Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry. His key announcement to overhaul childcare to bring down the rising cost of living. To do this, he wants to get more women into work by scrapping means testing and making the childcare subsidy universal. Now, that includes increasing the maximum subsidy from 85 to 90% and removing the annual payment cap. The opposition promises that under this policy, 96% of families will be better off, Jodie.
Okay, Jodie Lee in Canberra, thank you. A group of neo-Nazis has been condemned after booking a Melbourne beer hall under a false name and celebrating Adolf Hitler's birthday. They performed Nazi salutes and had a cake decorated with a swastika.
I think that Hitler, from the special place reserved in hell for monsters like him, is probably smiling.
The venue says when staff realised what was happening, they called police, but officers didn't attend as there was no crime committed, but that may change. Victoria is set to become the first state or territory to ban the public display of Nazi symbols, with proposed anti-vilification laws to go before the parliament next month. A couple is facing court in New South Wales today, charged with the cold case murder of a young mother. Robert and Anne Jeeves lived with Amber Haig at the time she was last seen alive. The husband and wife maintain they dropped the 19-year-old off at a train station before she vanished. Last week, a police reward increased to $1 million. Police will oppose bail at this morning's hearing. Guy Sebastian's extraordinary earning power has been exposed as the voice judge turned star witness at a Sydney embezzlement trial. His former manager has pleaded not guilty to allegations he stole $1 million from the singer.
Guy Sebastian, one of Australia's favourite voices.
Sorry, guys, can't speak.
Testifying in court against longtime friend and former manager Titus Day. He told the jury Mr. Day would refer to me as his foundation client, the talent agent accused of stealing more than his 20% cut, over $1 million from royalties and performances, including supporting Taylor Swift in 2013. They charged a fee of $500,000, $33,000 for a Harvey Norman performance and $10,000 for a Sydney wedding. For that performance, the Crown claims Guy got less than half. Titus Day pleading not guilty to 100 charges. His defence telling the jury there is an answer to every one. You may wonder whether the authorities, particularly police, were even willfully blind, seduced perhaps by Mr. Sebastian's high profile.
They were once close. Guy Sebastian even performed for free at Titus Day's 40th birthday. But their relationship turned hostile in 2017 when the Crown claims Guy Sebastian found anomalies in his Guy Tunes bank account.
Evidence continues. Serena Andaloro, 7 News.
Fierce battles have reportedly broken out around the steelworks in the besieged Ukrainian city of Mariupol, where hundreds of civilians are still trapped. The city's mayor says it has lost contact with Ukrainian fighters inside. The European Union has proposed some of its toughest measures yet against Russia, including a total ban on oil imports. Under the plan, Russian crude oil will be phased out within 6 months. Health experts are urging Australians to get the flu jab, with cases of flu rona on the rise. A woman in her 90s has become the first Victorian to die after contracting both COVID and influenza. At least 6 Aussies have been infected with both diseases simultaneously this year, and there are predictions of a winter surge of cases as temperatures start to drop. Qantas is heading to the High Court to challenge a ruling which found its outsourcing of staff was illegal. 1,600 ground crew were contracted out in 2020. The airline blamed the pandemic, but the federal court sided with the union. Workers won't get their old jobs back, but they could receive compensation. It's something Qantas isn't willing to accept and is appealing the decision. The first interest rate rise in almost 12 years is hitting home, with brokers busy on the phones as borrowers react. Most are facing a tough choice between the temptation of cheap variable rates or the security of fixed deals, which have shot up in price.
Like thousands of Australians, Rebecca Hall was enjoying the honeymoon period of owning her first home and the record low rates that came with it. Now, not so much.
Everyone's a little worried and they're very cautious.
The big question, to lock in or leave it?
Fixed rates have moved. The benefit of having a variable rate is at the moment, it may be in fact lower than the fixed rate.
Right now, the cheapest rate on the market is variable, 1.79% from Homestar. But you can fix a rate almost as good for a whole year, 1.84% at Australian Unity. Now, if the official rate does rise to 2% and that's passed on in full, 1.79 variable today becomes 3.44% next year. Right now, you can lock in for a lot less, just 2.45 with Orange for a whole 2 years.
The big four banks, they've walked away from the fixed rate fight, but there are still some low-cost lenders out there offering reasonably decent rates.
Wondering what everyone else is doing? Here's what happened to the number of fixed loans taken out in recent months, and here's the trend for variable. But that could soon change with rates now moving.
Reading too much into if and when rate rises in the future is fool's gold for the average homeowner, but of course you don't have to choose one or the other.
I fixed part of my loan and then a portion of that was variable. It can change any minute and you've just got to be aware of it.
Tom Saker, 7 News.
Authorities in WA's Kimberley have killed a freshwater crocodile after an attack on a swimmer in Lake Argyle on Monday. The woman is in Broome Hospital with serious leg injuries. Staff from the Department of Wildlife patrolled the area and found the croc they believe was responsible. The popular Lake Argyle swim is due to be held in the area this weekend. Paddy Newton has given a heartfelt insight into life without husband Bert 6 months after the entertainment legend's death. In her first TV interview, she said the show must go on, revealing she's making a return to the stage.
Despite a life in the spotlight, this is new ground for Paddy Newton, her first television interview since losing the love of her life, Bert, in October.
It's a really odd feeling because, to be honest, some days it feels like forever and other days it feels like yesterday.
The 77-year-old speaking to Seven's morning show with friend and musician John Foreman by her side. When he asked her to perform in a Mother's Day concert, Paddy knew she'd have Bert's blessing.
I have to rally and I have to get up and go.
He'd be sort of cheering Paddy on, saying, you know, go get him.
Bert's positivity while in hospital is an enduring memory.
I'd say, how are you? And he'd say, oh, I had the most beautiful shower. Anyone that can be happy and feel so good about having a lovely shower, you've got to admire that.
He was also a devoted grandfather, his 6 grandchildren now keeping his legacy alive.
Little Monty will come and say, Nan, Nan, quick, look outside, Poppy's there. And I say, where, where? And we look up and the moon's there with the face. And he'll say, see, he's looking down on you, Nan.
Not that she needs reminding.
I think he's sort of here with me and he always will be.
Kate Jones, 7 News.
Checking finance now, the Dow Jones is trading slightly higher this morning. The Nasdaq is down. In London, the FTSE fell and Germany's DAX lost. Closer to home, Japan's Nikkei closed lower. Hong Kong's Hang Seng fell. The All Ords finished the day lower, down 23 points. The ASX 200 down 11. On the commodities market, gold is trading at $1,872 an ounce. Oil is $107 a barrel. The Aussie dollar is buying 71.79 US cents, 93 Japanese yen and $1.10 New Zealand. The NRL Grand Final is set to stay in Sydney after the state's premier struck a deal with the league's boss. New South Wales will reportedly fork out $800 million to upgrade at least 4 stadiums as part of the agreement. Queensland made an audacious bid last week to snatch the NRL centrepiece, but appears unsuccessful. New South Wales Cabinet is yet to officially sign off on the deal. American actress Amber Heard has taken the stand at Johnny Depp's defamation trial. Depp is suing Heard for $100 million in damages, accusing her of falsely alleging he abused her. The jury has already heard evidence from Depp of alleged assaults before and during the couple's marriage.
This is horrible for me to sit here for weeks and relive everything.
The high-profile trial is now in its 4th week. Hollywood has been rocked by an attack on a comedian, with Dave Chappelle tackled on stage during a live performance. He was assaulted by a member of the audience during a stand-up routine at the Hollywood Bowl.
Make some noise for hip-hop history.
To US correspondent Tim Lester in Los Angeles now. Good morning, Tim. It was a shocking attack.
Morning, Jodie. Well, it was shocking for Dave Chappelle in the sense that it certainly shocked him. He didn't see it coming. The 48-year-old actor, though, appears to have come off much better than his 23-year-old attacker. Police have named him as Los Angeles resident Isaiah Lee, climbed on the stage and then did a charge and a bear hug ground tackle on Dave Chappelle, but was then quickly set on by others on stage, presumably most of them security, and even Chappelle described later how the man was getting a stomping out the back. The 23-year-old taken to hospital, treated there, then placed in lockup by Los Angeles police. They've got him on a $30,000 bail and have charged him with attack with a deadly weapon. That weapon, a replica pistol, but it did have a knife attached, raises a couple of questions as to how it got through security. And one other oddity of the the occasion, another comic was in the crowd. His name, Chris Rock.
Was that Will Smith?
The comment of Will Smith, of course, a referral to the slap at the Academy Awards on Rock by the winner of the Best Academy for Male Actor, Will Smith. It's turning out to be a dangerous season for comics over here. Jodie.
Sure is. Tim Lester, thank you. The shirt worn by soccer star Diego Maradona when he scored his Hand of God goal has sold for a record-breaking sum at auction. A mystery buyer bought the item of sports memorabilia for an eye-watering $12 million in London. The Argentinian forward wore the shirt when he scored twice to knock England out in the quarterfinals of the 1986 World Cup.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
In sport, despite failing with the bat, Aussie all-rounder Glenn Maxwell has played a starring role with the ball in the Royal Challengers IPL win over the Chennai Super Kings. Batting with Virat Kohli, Maxwell was run out for three in Bangalore's total of 170. Maxwell made an immediate impact with the ball before claiming his second.
Oh, he's bowling! Number two for the big show. He loves it, doesn't he? Round the wicket. The back foot straight through and took up the bails.
Josh Hazlewood finished with figures of 1 for 19, picking up the big wicket of MS Dhoni. Bangalore won by 13 runs. Surrey has snapped a 17-game losing streak in the A-League overnight, upsetting competition leaders Melbourne City with a 2-0 win. Callum Timmins starred for glory, the 22-year-old scoring both goals for Perth to cap off a disappointing season on a high. Meanwhile, the Newcastle Jets and Western United played out a 1-1 draw. Aussie surfers Isabella Nichols and Jack Robinson have claimed historic wins yesterday in the finals of the Margaret River Pro. Needing to win the event to make the mid-season cut, Nichols recorded her first ever win on the World Surf League Tour, defeating Gabriella Bryan in an emotional victory.
Honestly, I don't feel like this moment's real right now. I've dreamt about this my whole life. And for this to actually be happening right now, I feel like I'm still in bed at home asleep.
Breaking a 33-year drought was Western Australian surfer Jack Robinson, the local upstaged John John Florence becoming the first Aussie man to win the event since 1989. The Socceroos will meet the United Arab Emirates in Qatar on June 7, with FIFA confirming the various match details for the World Cup Intercontinental Playoffs. After failing to directly qualify, Australia will have to win two playoff matches if they are to make a fifth straight World Cup. Taking a look at the weather around the country now, a low front and trough will produce strong winds and heavy rain across Tasmania, Victoria, eastern New South Wales and southeast Queensland. Onshore winds may bring showers to the coasts of southern and western WA, South Australia, far north Queensland and the Top End. High pressure will keep the interior fine and dry. Around the capitals today, showers increasing in Brisbane, heading for a top of 27 degrees. Showers increasing in Sydney, 23. A shower or two heading for 16 in Canberra. A shower or two and possible small hail in Melbourne, 15 the top. Showers, possible heavy falls in Hobart, 14 degrees. Showers and 16 in Adelaide today. Sunny and 22 in Perth and mostly sunny, 34 in Darwin. And that's 7 Early News for this Thursday, the 5th of May, 2022.